the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome to the Hostile Zone. No video today. You are here with the infamous and very dangerous and very, very in your face as much as I can be, Eric A. Sinani, in the flesh, in person, on the road, not in video today. We're on the road. I've been doing some interviews and we're working on some stories. So we're having a little fun today on the road. But here we are, and let's get going with the show. I'm here with my temporary on-air host, Miss Bianca C. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, right. We're here. Unfortunately, we wanted to be on doing the video, but can't always be in front of at the studio. So we are out in the field working on our stuff. But things are happening, and basically, but where are we with the week? I don't have a lot of stuff. We've been out talking to people, and
yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, we've been talking to a lot of people. Actually, we're quite impressed with the amount of emails. I had to take another email off of my phone, and I had to take another email off of my phone because it's I'm bombarding my iPhone. It's literally bombarding my iPhone. And it's unbelievable. You would think it would be easier, but it's not. So I am trying to respond to as many people as possible. We are seeing some tremendous numbers. We did have some movement with our product. We got some mugs and hats and some other things that are now in production. At this point, that's where we are with that. We're in our bus right now, traveling. So there's so much stuff going on as we're driving. I'm looking at people here with us. We seem to be being asked to be at one place to the next to the next to the next, and it's just never ending. But so moving forward, we were talking last week to vote or not to vote. So I'm thinking again, this week we're not going to do to vote or not to vote, but we're going to look more into what's going on with the recall elections in other locations. And we're also going to be looking into the ethical violations of many members of the elected bodies of government and some even permanent members of government. Ethics is a serious matter, and I really want to get into a great conversation about that. And I wanted to go deeper in that. We had some charts ready to go, but we had to go conduct an interview last minute today. That's why we're here. So before we wrap into the show, we're going to go on a break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about ethics and your duty and your fiduciary duty and your duty to the community and what a real leader is. So we're going on break. You don't go anywhere. You're here with the Hostile Zone. You're here with Eric A. Sinani because he hears you and he will hear you.
Use your voice, Sinani hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice, Sinani hears you. Use your voice.
BBS Radio TV. Wisdom from insightful guests and access to known luminaries can provide a dizzying showcase of information, breaking news stories and cutting-edge commentary, ultimately opening doors, answering questions, and solving problems.
Eric A. Sinati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
BBS Radio TV, from business to clean energy, physics to ufology, political commentary to alternative health. We know how to brainwash you.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Again, I'm sorry that we don't have video today, but we have some nice, good audio. Our production team is very well equipped and very well skilled at what they do. We are in the bus traveling. We just finished an interview, and we have another interview to do with somebody that I'm trying to get to come on the show. They are providing some confidential information on potential cases that are coming forward against people and some other things that are going on. And they've asked me to come out, and I've consulted also our publisher for my report and book is coming out. So with that, we've been busy with that. Let me also put out the number, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Give us a call. Call in. Let's hear what you have to say. Hey, I know you've been watching other shows and listening to other shows that we had and videos, etc. There's some people going to be calling in. I know we can't take everybody's call. We get bombarded. There is one individual that I talked to today that I hope that he calls. He has some business stuff that's going on, and I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to give some shout-out to some people today, too. But this last-minute interview literally just came up on a probe that's on an open case, and that they're taking the probe to the next level. And I was being tipped off with some information and providing information. So I would like to get this person on the show. I believe it's going to happen, but they didn't want to meet anywhere where they would see anybody. So we had to get the team together and get out there and meet somebody. The investigative journalism life is not the easiest life. I was just talking to my producer. It is not easy. I had no idea how difficult this actually can be, because you're expecting my show to be live Eastern Standard, 7 p.m. on Mondays. You, my listeners, don't really, and viewers, don't really care what's going on. You're expecting to hear and see the show as it's supposed to be. Well, for me to do a show and for me to have information and be able to talk about stuff and be able to provide enlightening information and to provide all the different stuff that we do and stuff, it requires me to do additional work, a lot more hours than just the 1 hour that we sit here and talk. And that sometimes meant throwing everybody together and putting together four of us together to go conduct some interviews in some locations where people felt safe so they didn't have anybody watching them. With that said, let's talk again about ethics. Ethics is a very interesting word. Ethics is an interesting word because it's not just what should you do. You know, I'm going to go, here we go. I learned something when I was getting my master's degree, my graduate degree, a Master of Public Administration. That would be somebody that managed a government agency. So a master's degree is above a bachelor's degree, above associate's degree. So one of my professors that I had said to me, or our students that were in the class, about ethics when we were discussing ethics. And this is how I'm going to define it to you and how I always remembered it in my career of all the different areas in public life that I've been involved in. this professor said, if it is something that you don't want your mother to see in the newspaper or to know about you, then you probably should not be doing that in your job in government and public life. That's pretty much in a nutshell is ethics. We can go into more of a legal perspective. We can go more into a conversation on what case law says and what the Supreme Court might have cited and what legal scholar and analyst. But at the end of the day, this particular professor said it very well. He was a very well-seasoned public administrator. And he said, when you're operating in the public sector and you're operating under the people's money, whether it be direct tax dollars, campaign money, which is still public money, or in the nonprofit 501 sector where you're not paying taxes, that's government money. So all this is public dollars, public services. When you're working in these capacities and in these positions, you have a duty, a fiduciary duty, an obligation to be ethical. You have an obligation to make sure that you are above board to the best of your ability. Nobody's perfect, but you have an obligation to be above board to the best of your ability. And that's what we do.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
BBS Radio TV. Good impressions take time to forget. Permanence is possible. And so is binge-watching BBS Radio TV.
This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse, abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
BBS Radio TV, the birth of new media and time travel. We had a hand in all of it. We know who built the pyramids.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And yes, so we were talking about ethics. So I had this professor, like I was saying, that basically when you're in government life and public life, where you're responsible for the services and money and a lot of important things that the citizens and the community rely on you to be responsible for, you have a duty and obligation to be ethical and above board at all times. So the analogy that he gave us was, if you don't want your mother to know about it or to read it in the paper or to know that you did this act, that you did something or whatever, then you probably should not be doing it in your job because it's not something you want people to know about. So that is the basic concept that I was taught a long time ago on ethics. That's not getting into Supreme Court conversations and legal analysis. Now, let's talk a little bit constitutionally, legally, morally, et cetera. There are many different ways to look at ethics, but ethics is like your moral compass. It is who you are as a person, as a human being, as a creature of this earth with free will, making a decision. And that decision of free will is your ethics are what you decide to do. And it's not what you decide to do when everybody's watching. It's what you decide to do when nobody's watching. And I think that's really where I wanted to go today with ethics. The problem is that so many of these people, and trust me, We're going to start calling out more and more people. I mean, the list is long and distinguished. Long and distinguished. It's getting longer and longer of people that abuse their positions. But they think that because they stand out there and they stand on their soapbox and they preach a game to win an election, and then they go behind closed doors and do something else. Money talks, America. We all know that. I'm not going to lie to you. Sinatra's not going to lie to you. Money talks. Which is why ethics and your moral compass is so important. Ethics and your moral compass is so important because money talks. And the old saying, you can bleep me out if you want, bullshit walks. So if you're going to do it with honor. Do it with honor. And if you're going to do it, say you did it, and that's it. There's no need to make an excuse up on why you did it or you didn't do it. You made a conscientious decision to do it. The list is getting longer, and after two interviews today with people, I'm blown away by one or two individuals, one of which had some family conflict this particular year, only after being elected in November of 22. He decided that it was time for him to step down from public life. I don't know, maybe because of the looming indictment that's on the way. Maybe that is why. I don't know, but there's a long list of people. But bye-bye to you. You know who you are. I mentioned you on the show. But I'm going to, because so much more information I found out today that I don't even want to get even involved until more stuff happens. But you know who you are. And if I was you, my friends, I might reconsider where you hang out. I might reconsider where you talk and you associate, because I'd be looking in your rearview mirror. You thought Mr. John Gotti had people following him around, people looking to put him in prison. I think you're a pretty much wanted guy. And there's a long list of other people that you pissed off along the way that apparently are now singing like sopranos. And everybody wants to tell the truth about you who used to be a Democrat and became a Republican. That's all I'm going to say. You know who you are. Big old hello to you, buddy. How you been? Haven't seen you in a while. Probably won't see you in a long time. Probably kept your face out of the paper for a while, but don't worry. Sinatra will make sure in the very near future your face and name and everything will be further and out there in, as more as it can be. Anyway, back to the ethical and moral obligations. When people rely on the government, and I hate to say that because there's that old saying, don't worry, the government's here to help. That's like the worst thing you never want to hear. Don't worry, you're safe, the government's here to help. That's probably one of those statements that you say, oh my God, I'm in more trouble than I was to begin with. The government is a safety net. The government is not a structure. Your home that you live in is a structure. That's there to protect you, and it's there to take care of you. You've built that yourself. You've paid for that, and it's there for your protection. The government is a safety net, like when you go to a circus or something, right? A circus?
Yeah.
And they're on the trapeze. They fall on the safety net. It's not there for them to fall on it every day. Otherwise, the safety net would be more visible to everybody. It's there for just an emergency. The government is there just to pick you up when you fall. It's not there to hold you all day long. What that has to do with ethics and your moral compass is many of these people know that the government safety net is really being treated as a structural support for people, not as a safety net. And people, in order to maintain power, because they don't have the intellect, they don't have the neurotransmitters and the endorphins, and they don't have the cognition and all the other big words out there that we could use for them to actually be a leader and to be slightly intelligent, have a little bit of a light bulb, a little bit of electricity going through. They have to use fake power. So they create that safety net and make it make you, the public, John Q. Public, feel as if the government is your structural base. For our other populations out there, the younger population, but the older population, but another structure, like I was saying, your home, your education, whether it be a college-based education, a degree, or a trade school, a membership to a labor union where you become an apprentice and work your way up to become a master plumber, earn your black seal license, etc. Those are not safety nets. That's like your home. That's a structure. That's a structure. You've built that for yourself. That is for you and your family to move forward and for you to better yourself. That's what makes America great. That's what made our streets paved in gold. That's why we are a nation that people are still climbing under fences, climbing over fences, hiding in airplanes in the cargo compartments. And last year, a person died trying to hide in the landing gear compartment of a plane coming to the United States.
Oh, my God.
For real. I guess he didn't realize when you're flying at 35,000 feet, the air is a little thinner and it's a little more cold. He was a frozen icebox when they landed. But that's how desperate this particular person, and it happens every day. This is just one person. But this is how desperate somebody was to come to this wonderful country, this democratic republic that we are, the United States of America. They come here because our streets truly are paved in gold. You can be whatever you want to be. You can make a mistake in your life. You can make decisions and then use those decisions and become a different person, or use those decisions and actually make them make you a better person than you would have been. Some of the best people that have achieved the most success in life have done some of the most craziest things. I'll use a perfect example because it was this week. They finally, you saw the pic, they finally took again, we don't go party politics here, but, and this is all going to be still in the ethics world, people, but Donald Trump, they had his, former President Trump, they had a mugshot. What a picture he made. That was a good one. He posed good for that. And the funny part is,
I think he took a lot of time.
He prepared for that. They did his hair. They did makeup. He was ready to go. And you know what? That backfired because that is a popular picture, and that's going to be on T-shirts. You know that that's already on mugs and T-shirts being sold.
Oh, my God,
yes.
Really?
He's already made a ton of money for re-election.
Oh, wow.
But you know who else has mugshot? Steve Jobs.
Does he?
Yes, they went down the list. Robert De Niro. You saw the whole thing. They were showing all of these people who have mugshots. Who else do we have? Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of them. And my point where I was going with that was not just mugshots, but it's those things that they did, the decisions that they made, right or wrong, whether or not you believed in it, whether or not they actually did it or did not do it, whether they were innocent and framed, whether they just made a poor choice. They did not allow that to define them as a human being. They did not allow that to define them. They allowed that to make them better than what they probably were going to be without it. I would suspect to say that Bergen County, New Jersey, they have Frank Sinatra's picture still hanging up in the Bergen County Sheriff's Office. In the new jail, even though he was not in the new jail, he was in the old jail, which is the Rotunda building. But anyway, his picture is hanging up there, his mugshot. And if you want to see it, it's on one of my social media pages. But anyway, Frank Sinatra, just like former President Trump, he embraced his mugshot, and that made him probably to the next level that he wouldn't have been. Here's another example. If you remember back, I want to say Miss Bianca C, maybe I'm dating myself, 10 years, I don't know. But there was a guy that had a mugshot, and he became a model because he was like Dominican or black or something like that, something in dark skin, but he had blue eyes.
Yes. Oh, that, yeah.
And he's a model now.
Yep.
He's some stupid sergeant.
Calvin Klein model.
Yes, he's loaded. He was on the list.
That picture, oh, my God. Like,
so
wow.
I love that they use these defining moments in their life to better themselves. And I just think that that's right because this gentleman, whatever his charge was, I don't know his charge, drug-related, street crime. I don't know if he had gang involvement. I don't know anything. All I know is his mugshot, people would have paid tons of money to have that done from a photographer so they could send it off to modeling agencies. And courtesy of the local sheriff's office, they made him a model. Frank Sinatra's numbers went up. He made that the cover of many different things in his life. It was just on the cover of one of the magazines I posted recently, Frank Sinatra. But Donald Trump, that's where we were going with it. Donald Trump, he had one there. And we're going to go on further.
I don't know any Jersey guy that doesn't have that in their man cave.
Oh, God.
That
Al Capone. Al Capone. Sammy the Bull Gravano.
Yep.
John Gotti. Look at John Gotti. John Gotti, one of my favorite ones, too. He's like Donald Trump with the face, like he's staring him down. John Gotti just had that look on his face of, like, distinction. And he didn't care. And you know what? Teflon Don, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, they made him by doing that. So I don't know. I'm kind of going to circle this back to last week when we were talking about to vote or not to vote. And I'm going to still circle this people back to ethics again. You'll see how I do that. But last week we talked about to vote or not to vote. And I talked about weaponizing the government. Well, they create some of these people by going after people that probably maybe otherwise would not have been as publicly vocal, maybe would not be so offended and so taken back and astonished that they were treated that way, that they used what you did against them to build their career to the next level, like Mr. Gotti did, Al Capone's photo. There's a whole Joe Pesci has one. There's a whole list of them. There's a whole show on it. This gentleman that's a model that we were just talking about with the booking photo. But my point is, weaponizing the government, to vote or not to vote, weaponizing the government sometimes is not always the best thing to do. Because what goes around comes around, my friends. What goes around comes around. And Sinatra hears you, and a lot of people hear you. And Sinatra heard three different people today who came out of Woodworks and reached out through the network to actually have me interview them privately. Separate location, separate people. Somehow, I don't know how it happened or if it just happened to be coincidence, but people are singing like sopranos. I think the regime is falling. I think the regime has fallen, and I think the regime is going to fall faster.
Really?
Yes. I predicted that this one particular individual would no longer be in office in less than 1 year, and within the 10th month of me vocalizing that publicly, he didn't even make it 12 months, and he's gone.
Wow.
He made it 10 months, and now his looming stuff of a much higher magnitude on both the criminal and civil levels from multiple agencies and defendants and victims. I mean, it's just, if I was him, I would look out for his family, and I would try to move my property into somebody else's name before he loses everything he ever had. And the people that he thought were his friends, maybe, like we talked about last week, were really not the strongest link on his chain, not the strongest link on his family chain. Because I'm going to call it today, Miss Bianca. I'm going to call it today.
Okay.
I'm going to say you'll be surprised based on some of the three people I talked to today, one of which was extremely vocal and has much more information to provide. Who, by the way, I can't put him, I wanted to get him on the show, but he's actually a government witness against you, and you know who I'm talking about. And everybody knows who you are. That's not the person I interviewed, but this person is a government witness against these people. And now there's more witnesses coming out. You can't be corrupt. You can't do things that you do and just think you can get away with it. The good old boy system and the backwoods network is over. I'm sorry to tell people, but there are cameras on police officers. There are cameras in cars. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everything's recorded. Everybody's being watched everywhere you go, which reminds me, Miss Bianca, I want to talk about privacy in the future, too. I want to do a thing on privacy. But before I go into that, we're going to go on break, all right? Let's get something good. Let's get a little bit of a good commercial. You don't go anywhere. It's the hostile zone, and I'm very hostile. After interviewing somebody today, I'm hostile to find out some more of the nonsense that's going on. Don't go anywhere. See you in a few.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
BBS Radio TV, the birth of new media and time travel. We had a hand in all of it. We know who built the pyramids. And that wasn't Stella.
I am Eric A. Sinatra. You've never heard of me. Oh, yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central. 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
BBS Radio TV. Leading you out of the darkness and into the next room where there's seating and popcorn and BBS Radio TV.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're with Eric A. Sinatra here on the Hostile Zone. I'm here with my lovely, temporary, maybe more permanent, I don't know, on-air co-host. We are still again with audio only today because, as I said before, hopefully you're still here. And if you're coming into the show late or you're going to see this on a podcast later on and not on a live show, you'll see that we had to do an emergency meeting to go meet with some people that wanted to do an interview about some upcoming testimony that they're providing on some cases that are happening. So that's where we were. Moving back in. I love these commercials, by the way. I love the Godfather commercial. It was pretty funny.
It was. Yeah. Throwing the mattresses, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, right. How you doing, Jersey? How you doing? Hey, man, whipping Jersey. Anyway, so.
Like the Jerky Boys.
Oh, the Jerky Boys. Who doesn't love the Jerky Boys, man? We just listened to that recently, the Jerky Boys, you remember? Anyway, so I don't want to be too hostile here on the Hostile Zone, you know?
But
you
know what? I think it's too late now.
Because it was a long day and I had to do three different interviews and the information that these people are spewing about what has been going on. Homicides, law enforcement officers being executed on duty, people using your weapon on duty and lying about it to collect benefits and to claim that they were shot at on duty, shooting their own weapon into a police car and claiming they were shot at. I mean, the things I'm hearing is just absolutely insane. And the testimony that these people are providing to all these different agencies and the victims, the line of victims, this is going to cost you, America, and you, the taxpayers of these local jurisdictions. And, you know, it's just going to cost so much money. And here's another fact I'm going to throw out there. I bounce all over the place again. I know I got my ADHD, but my mind runs all over the place. Because I just said it's going to cost you, my listeners, my fellow community members, my fellow American citizens, you know, my listeners, my public, my fans, my supporters, who I meet everywhere we go. I meet everywhere we go, and I can't even shout you all out, to be honest, there's so many of you. But it's going to cost so much money because I bet you didn't notice this, Bianca, see, and a lot of people out there on the radio today and in podcast land next week when they're listening to the show next week when it's not live.
Okay.
And it's probably cleaned up, so they edit me a little bit when I'm not sounding so good.
I'll let you know if I know or not.
Right. But most government agencies are self-insured. Aha, you didn't know that, did you? So, like, your car or your home, everybody's got Allstate Insurance, State Farm, the General, USAA, whatever you might be, for home insurance, whatever. Government agencies, law enforcement agencies, social service agencies, child protective services, all these different public services, governmental agencies, they are self-insured, meaning unlike you and everybody else that pay a premium every month to your insurance company,
mm-hmm.
and you pay, I'm just throwing numbers out there because everybody pays different, but let's say you got a regular everyday car, and you got one car and you pay $200 a month to insure your car. You crash your car, it's worth $30,000, you pay $200 a month, that's all you're going to pay, plus your deductible of $500 or $1,000, and that's it. They replace your car and fix it. That's how insurance works. The government is self-insured. That means that you, me, Miss Bianca C., and everybody out there listening to me and watching us, you will be paying that from your paycheck, from your sales tax, from your FICA tax, from your taxes on your savings account every year, because they're going to take that right from the tax base. They're going to take that from your property tax, which they use ratables to decide what a ratable is as a percentage number, and every house has X amount of ratables, and that ratable is times the number, and that's how they decide what property is worth.
So you're telling me that $15 that's deducted from my paycheck goes to that.
I hope you're paying more than $15. But
yeah, well, if there's certain percentage.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, yeah, yeah. They're going to pay that directly. They're going to pay that money directly to pay off these cases.
I feel robbed.
To pay the lawyers and to pay that. So
wow.
There's no insurance company covering them. And in North Carolina, the infamous agency known as DSS, is self-insured, but they also, that they lost in one particular county, another insurance company that was working with them, because they lost so many lawsuits in federal court this past year, and I actually know the number because I have it written down, and we could talk about that in the future, but they have so many pending cases, but they lost so much money, and that money came directly from the tax base. And this particular county, North Carolina, this particular county, your elected county commissioners had to hold a vote to take money from the bank account from your tax money to write a check to cover the costs because DSS broke the law, didn't follow protocol, and they were sued and families got paid. And that's just one county out of the many counties, out of the many agencies that this is happening to.
Wow, sounds scary.
It's not an insurance company. They actually had to look and see. And guess where that came from? That came from some budget line somewhere. So maybe when you ask why Little League maybe doesn't have funding anymore, or maybe why certain child care programs or certain other programs that are available for women and children and families and minorities,
they're
and
also
other
taking
people,
money out
they
of the
gotta
arts
pay
and school
that,
too.
The arts program, the mm-hmm. music program. They have to pay these lawsuits. They have to pay the attorneys. They have to pay all these people. So with that, I'm going to start to get amped up again. And we're going to come back, and you're going to sing a note because you didn't do your note for this week. So you're going to sing a little note for when we come back. But we're going on break. Don't go anywhere. The Hostile Zone. Eric A. Sinatra hears you even when we're on commercial break. Big Brother is like me. I'm my Big Brother. I can hear you. If you're on a podcast, I'm watching your stream. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to report that. I'm kidding. But be careful. People do that. We'll talk about that in privacy. Don't go anywhere. Come back after these breaks.
Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice.
BBS Radio TV rocks the world in interactive live talk, web TV, and radio. I could go on, but I'm in the middle of an episode, and they only let me watch 24 hours a day, and that's just not enough.
This is Eric A. Sinatra. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinatra is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the Hostile Zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their lives. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the Hostile Zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
BBS Radio TV. Interesting, exciting, original programming from around the world. We love this stuff.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back, welcome back. I would be remiss if I didn't do a couple shout-outs. I get so many emails, like I mentioned in the beginning. I'm having to take email accounts off of the multiple phones that we have for the show because it's actually slowing down the phone. But I was thinking I have to do a shout out or two because my show is aired in all over the place, but it's actually in, I think, 34 countries. And I got several emails from the UAE, with some of my Arabic friends who seem to like the show. They told me they want me to pull back the curtain even more. So I guess I got to start reading more emails. But shout out to some of my countries overseas. I got some emails from England. Oxford University. Yes, I read your email today. Thank you. Yes, I'm giving you permission live on the air. You can use it in your political science class. Yes, you can use it. I read the email today. I will send you an official response. Oxford University. Anyway, I had to throw that shout out. If I didn't shout you out, it's because I probably get a couple hundred emails an hour, so I can't respond, but I did want to get those couple people. So, Miss Bianca C., what is going to be your note for today? We're going to bring it down a notch.
Jessica Simpson, Wanna Love You Forever.
All right. You were talking to your assistant this week. You were talking about the Kevin Costner thing and Whitney Houston or something.
Okay. Right to you.
Right. Was that the one?
Yeah. I'll do that one.
And then you had a whole reasoning why.
Oh,
yeah. Remember, you were talking. You had a whole conversation about that.
Yeah, I was. You know what?
Why is it you're in your office and I hear you talking to your people and I know what you're going to do?
It was a surprise. I was going to
talk. I know it was a surprise, but I used to. Big Brother, Sinatra hears you.
Okay.
All right, so I'll pretend I don't know.
I want to write to you, but if I write to you, hold me in your arms and keep me safe from harm. I wanna run to you.
Nice. Who was that?
Whitney Houston, Bodyguard, Run to You.
Run to You. What a great movie, Kevin Costner. So, I'll pretend I don't know what you were talking about with your assistant on that. Do you want to tell your fan base why you chose that and forgot, and you were going to surprise me, and I knew about the surprise?
Oh, yeah. Well, because, you know, I feel like Kevin Costner with the Bodyguard and feel protected, and I felt like it was appropriate, so.
Right. And I wanted to add to that because I knew you were surprised that you were going to do that.
And what are you going
to
add?
Because you've always said to me that I reminded you of that in a lot of things that I do and I protect people. And anybody that's ever taken my classes, I've been quoted and I've been written down in a lot of places that I fight for those that can't fight for themselves. I speak for those that can't speak. I hear for those that can't hear. And when you knock me down, I get back up harder and I knock you down. So you've always said that movie, Kevin Costner, which is funny because when you said that was, you sang that in karaoke in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one, right. But anyway.
Well, cat's out of the bag now.
But if you're going to talk to your assistant and try to do something sneaky, close the door. So anyway, what I was going to add on that, what's sneaky to you not knowing about it, is that that is very true, because when I was saying about a true leader and a true man of the people and a true defender of freedom and a true person that fights for those that can't fight for themselves and speaks for those that can't speak for themselves, is willing to take the hit, And they're willing to get hurt, and they're willing to give up their life to what they believe in. And I believe that I've dedicated my life that way, and I'm taking hits left and right. And the hits keep coming, and I'm still here, and I'm not going anywhere.
That's
and I'm just
right.
getting louder and louder.
Woo!
And Kevin Costner, at the end of that movie, well, not the very end, because he ended up getting with her, but he jumped in front of the bullet for her. He had ethics. I told you I'd circle it back. He had ethics. He had a moral compass. He didn't just do it for a paycheck. He had a moral compass. He did it from what was in his heart, the very fabric of the being of his manhood and of his humanity. He did that because that is who he was built to be. Next time you look at one of these clowns, you look and see if they'll dodge in front of a bullet for you, if they'll stand up for you. No, they're too busy putting garbage charges on other people, making up lies, and trying to hide their pending indictments and their pending investigations. So we have about 4 minutes left in the show. I, again, want to thank everybody. Apologize for the non-video this week, but I feel it was a very informative show. Again, I've been reading the emails. I'm glad Oxford University, thank you very much. I enjoyed your email. I did read that in the van today on the way to an interview, but I did read it. And I saw something from Dorchester, too, and I have to read that still. But that, I wanted to let you know, and UAE is continuously sending emails. They actually run it in English, and they run it in Arabic, the show over there. Did you know that?
Oh, did they?
On their, yeah. So anyway, we are going to continue what we're doing. I'm keeping the good fight. You can hit me. You can hit me hard. I'm going to fall down because I'm a human, but I'm going to get up. And let's see who's looking you in the eye at the end of the day. How many times can you get hit and stand back up? Because I can tell you, I get kicked in the groin, punched in the throat, and a lot of things all the time for many years. And I'm still here talking to you, America. I'm still here talking to you, my fans. I'm still here talking to people in the street, and I'll be here next week, and I'll see people tomorrow. With that being said, Ms. Bianca C., bring us out with the honor and tradition of this lovely country.
I'd be happy to.
Give it nice and loud.
All right.
Throw a little something special on it this week, okay. Since there's no video.
Okay. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed. All the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free, and the home of the brave?
Wow, goosebumps. If you had films right now, you would see it. And we got a minute left on the show, and I wanted to throw one thing out there before we close it out. Miss Whitney Houston is from New Jersey. Shout out, Miss Whitney Houston. East Orange, New Jersey. East Orange, New Jersey. She is a New Jerseyan, and I was wanting to throw that in there with Kevin Costner. proud to have her from New Jersey. Well, so, moving on. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking your time on a Monday and spending an hour to listen to my big clapper track. Talk to you. But I promise you next week, it'll be even better. I'm going to make you laugh. There's going to be more things coming up. We're going to do a little comedy moving forward. I got a little emails about doing some comedy stuff. People seem to like not only what we talk about, but they like the personality. Be here next week. Be here. Don't be anywhere else. If you're not here, I'm going to have to call somebody in Jersey to come look for you. Have a good night, America. Have a good night, my listeners. Say good night,
listeners.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to the Hostile Zone. Because in Sonati Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back that curtain and we hold no punches. To everyone else, from me to you, have a great week. And always remember, treat others kind and your family kinder. And always love our country.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody heard you. Use your voice.
And somebody heard you.